Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, you and I have fascinations about aliens, yes?
I'd say it's fair. I think you have more of a fascination with it than I do.
Well, that's interesting.
Why?
Because you're the one that was most interested in talking about this on today's show.
Most interested in talking about anything other than sports.
All right, that's fair. It's good point.
Fair point.
So there's this former government intelligence official. His name's David Charles Grush, that went on to reveal some secrets, including a claim that the U.S. has recovered alien bodies. So not only has he is he saying that he has people telling him that he has all these people in the know on these boards that apparently deal with these alien crashes.
What's this guy's name, Nick?
I just said it.
You say
David
it again.
Charles Grush. Is that right? You want me to spell it? M-A-G-I-N.
McNeenies.
So does it make it better or worse for you, the idea that not only would we have uncovered a flying saucer that we don't know what the hell it belongs to, but now that they're... So again, that these are from... These aren't just like, oh, these could be weather balloons. These could be Russian. No. They are not from here. They're not of Earth, is the claim this guy's making, but also that they've recovered alien remains. Better or worse for you?
So not only do they've got the remnants of the non-human craft, right? You're telling me they've got bodies?
That's exactly what I just said.
Bodies.
That's exactly,
of non-humans.
Yes. And I don't think he's talking about dogs either. I think he's talking about...
I need pictures.
I think the problem is it's going to be really tough for aliens to actually live up to what we've built aliens to be up. Like, think about it. We've gone from everything from little gray men all to the guys in Signs who were like 7 foot tall.
I was just
going to
say, Signs was a scary freaking movie.
Predator. Oh my gosh. I was just thinking about,
Alien?
I was actually thinking about Independence Day.
Okay, yeah.
Where they're like little dudes inside like a big exoskeleton.
Yep.
And they had like dreads. I just would love the idea if like aliens come down and they just look a little different from humans.
How do we don't know there aren't aliens amongst us?
We don't. Jax is the alien. Because of his movie viewing habits. I'm just calling that right now.
I mean, if there's one person at the station that's an alien, it's Odie.
Yeah, that's fair. That one tracks. I can't tell you why it tracks, because it would just sound like I'm picking on the boy on air, which I don't want to do. Is it bad that I've just gotten to the point where my number one hope on this is just aliens aren't a-holes?
The non-human intelligence phenomenon is real. Quote, "We are not alone," Gray said. "Retrievals of this kind are not limited to the United States. This is a global phenomenon, and yet a global solution continues to elude us."
Can I tell you, it doesn't sound like he's actually seen the bodies. I feel like if you're going to come out there and be like, "We've recovered alien bodies," shouldn't you? And maybe I'm being conspiracy about a conspiracy, right? It's a bit of a hat on a hat here. But let's just think this out. Can you really say that there are alien bodies if you haven't seen them?
I would say no.
Because, like, I need them described. How tall are they? Are they attractive? Do they seem cool? Like, I mean, what were they wearing? This got really sexual really quick there.
It's all sex with you all the time.
Irony.
All the time.
Irony. However, it was only because of the ordering of those things. No, I need a little bit more than just, well, people tell me there's bodies. Like, I'll believe it when I walk out in Manaway and there's like, there's the ride, okay? Oh, hey, look, it's E.T. I'll be damned. It's just tough, right? Like, I want to believe it because it'd be cool. It'd be different. And by the way, that'll be a day when humans actually, like, we all kind of, oh, yeah, I'm sure they're out there. We agree, most people agree in the nebulous that there's got to be life out there.
There's more than just us out there.
There's got to be.
I agree with that 1,000,000%.
Even if it's not intelligent life, even if it's just plant life, there's too many damn planets out there, too many damn stars out there, too many solar systems. But once you actually put a face on it, it's totally different than us agreeing in like, people are going to lose their mind, right?
So this guy went before Congress?
I believe that is correct, yes. Which, by the way,
This is so getting buried.
Or maybe he's full of crap.
Maybe he is. I don't know. I want to believe him.
Yeah, but he can't describe the bodies. He doesn't even say he's seen the bodies. That's the problem. He was like, yeah, they're about 5'4", real pretty smiles, and you know, look like Jason Sudeikis. I'd be like, oh, okay. All right, get that one. This one over here, the female they found, that looks like Olivia Dunn.
It's just so crazy to me that there's so much out there that we have no idea.
You mean
in the universe? Hell, you and I were talking with Meredith before the show. Like, we only know, like, what, 10% of the ocean?
Yeah, something like that. You know my theory.
Your theory, it kind of tracks.
The movie Abyss scares the crap out of me because aliens being out, you know, past Saturn. You know, eons away doesn't really scare me. Aliens have been just chilling on the floor of our own planet on the ocean floor for a couple hundred years, waiting for us to get wise. And then all of a sudden one day they're just like, hey guys. It's us and the octopi. We've been chilling for the last 300 years. What up? Yeah, that scared the crap out of me. 100%. That's way scarier than these dudes just time warped over here, and they're from, you know, Bing Bong Planet over here.
I just want to know how, like, more people haven't seen these things if they really do exist.
I tend to believe the MIB thing where they neuralize you. I don't hate that idea.
Of the Men in Black thing?
Yeah, maybe it's because I've blacked out a lot in my life for one reason or another. For rage or alcohol.
So if they run into somebody, they just kind of make your brain forget?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wish if they did that.
What if we've all seen aliens and they just zapped us?
Totally, totally possible.
Wow.
Yeah. Did that really? That was like a real wow.
That was a real wow.
That was like
that was like an epiphany.
Blew your mind.
It was like, wow.
That could totally have happened. I've watched Men in Black. They did that bleep on screen.
I'm going to say something.
Okay.
Not a fan.
One more time?
The movie Men in Black.
Why is that?
Just thought it was kind of average.
You don't like charming, funny leads and like a really cool story that was original and like in the sci-fi genre?
Yeah, nah. It's just not my thing. Hmm.
Okay. Is this like Slapshot all over again?
No, it's fine. Like my kids like it.
I've not been so disappointed in a movie take on this show since earlier Jack said that he finally watched Superbad all the way through, and it was pretty funny. Which feels like saying it's fine to MIB, to Men in Black. Like, Men in Black 2, that's fine. Men in Black 3, don't even watch it. Men in Black International, like, seriously, only watch that if there's an alien invasion. It's the only thing you own on DVD.
Also, was never really a big Tommy Lee fan.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Lee's-
God, I hate you. Just, I really hate Men in Black because I think Dr. Feelgood's a trash ass album.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Now, Tommy Lee has been in a film and you can watch it.
I didn't mean to take you down that road.
Do we just assume if aliens are real, they're going to be D's?
I have no idea.
I'm just, I just, I, There's no room at the inn for any more a-holes.
If I could promise you that you would not be harmed, but you had to go away for like a year, would you want to be abducted?
No. I don't know what they do on that ship. I've seen some testimonials.
Movies?
I've seen some testimonials. All right?
People who've been abducted?
Yeah.
No way. Really?
Have you ever heard of Fire in the Sky? I watched that movie when I was like 8 years old. I'm 30 years later. It scares the crap out of me now thinking about it.
It's a movie.
Based off a personal account, and there were probings, and I'm not going away.
Like, to get probed?
No. No.
I just turned 40. It's about to happen.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, it's your weekly checkup.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.